Spain's shrinking population has a problem. New data published yesterday suggests the Spanish population is shrinking at a faster rate than that predicted even 6 months ago, leaving Spain with a series of economic problems. The last time Spanish women had on average more than 2.3 children, what's known as the global replacement fertility rate, was in 1979. And by 1998, the country's fertility rate had gone all the way down to 1.16 children per woman. Whilst in the previous 19 years, from 1959 to 1978, the Spanish population had increased by just short of 7 million people. In the 19 years following the passing of the 1978 constitution, modern Spaniards added just 2.5 million more citizens to the roll. By 1998, immigrants in Spain were only about 1.5% of the total, some 637,000 foreigners out of a total population of 39.8 million Spaniards. Then came the real estate boom years and a massive wave of immigration. Total population had skyrocketed by 2012 to 47.1 million inhabitants, an extra 7.3 million people in just 14 years. And 5 million of those new inhabitants were immigrants, drawn in by the economic magnet that was the Spanish property boom, either from southern countries to build the houses or from northern ones to buy and reside in them. By 2008, just as the financial crisis struck Spain, the fertility rate had even risen back up to 1.46 children per woman. But now Spain's population has started to decline once more, and the decline is accelerating, according to the new data published today by the National Statistics Institute. 545,980 foreigners abandoned Spain in 2013, led by 87,880 British citizens. And they all did so at a much greater rate than in either of the two previous years. The fertility rate is back down to 1.32 children per woman, and the statistics say that this trend is also accelerating, because there are fewer Spanish women of fertile age and because of the effect of the economic crisis. The National Statistics Institute predicted in November last year that Spain's population would lose 2.6 million inhabitants by 2023, and that the number of deaths will for the first time be greater than the number of births in 2017. Today's provisional figures for 2013, however, show that the actual decline in just the first year of those predictions might be twice that predicted only 6 months ago. So if the trend continues, Spain will lose more inhabitants than previously thought, or will lose the same number but quicker. There are as yet no reliable data on the total number of young Spaniards who are currently resident in foreign countries, having been obliged to emigrate to try to find work and a life abroad, nor on how many might have attempted to return. And the Spanish population is aging. By 2023, there will be a relatively large bunch of teenagers and a relatively larger group of Spaniards older than 45. What Spain will not have is a large number of 20 to 45-year-olds working hard to keep good ship Spain afloat. So a nation with a rapidly shrinking population and a shrinking number of young workers will somehow have to work out how to pay the pensions and healthcare costs of a growing older population, how to pay down a national debt that is already rapidly approaching 100% of GDP, and how to sell a million surplus housing units.